Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our first headline comes from CNN. A new study shows eating carbs can put you at a higher risk of developing lung cancer, even if you've never smoked. Foods such as white bread and white rice may actually increase your risk of lung cancer by 49%. Researchers believe it's the high glycemic index of these foods that causes the secretion of a hormone that triggers cancer cells to grow. Wow. Now, Kim, we've heard about high-carb diets leading to belly fat, but now lung cancer?
Yeah, this is absolutely crazy. I mean, you know, we have heard that it's best to stick to all the low glycemic foods, the brown rice and the whole grain flours, but I was absolutely shocked at this study. And lung cancer is the second most common type of cancer in the United States, so this is huge.
Yeah, you know what's even bigger? When this study came out, I thought back, to what I read about Asia. Lung cancer is a leading cause of death in Asia. And interestingly, while it's been blamed on their cigarette smoking, Asians eat a lot of white rice, which has a high glycemic index. So it could be a correlation.
It's true. And, you know, it says that, you know, the blood sugar spikes when you're eating these high glycemic foods, and it stimulates the secretion of insulin. And insulin is telling your cells to speed up their growth, and it's doing this to the cancerous cells as well. So, whether you're a smoker or not, you should really pay attention to this, and another reason to pay attention to how well you're eating.
Yeah, and last week, ironically, I have a patient who just developed lung cancer. He's never smoked, never been exposed to cigarettes, so it's becoming more common. Just like eating pork has been linked to cirrhosis of the liver in non-drinkers, it looks like carbs could be linked to a disease normally found in smoking.
Yeah, and it's also increases your risk of ovarian, thyroid, and colorectal cancer as well. So, yeah, eating the right kind of carbs now is actually really, really important to your health.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting that the high glycemic index and the low, you know, so you people know that don't know what high glycemic index is, foods that cause the blood glucose to rise rapidly. So some carbs bring it a little slower. These are the ones that I'm most worried about that spikes it very quickly. So, you know, for your carb lovers, my opinion is this, Kim, even if these foods are eaten in excess, you know, that's when I believe that they become an issue. If you love things like bread, bagels, and rice, eat it occasionally. We're not telling you to boycott it. I interviewed a devout vegan, John Robbins, and great, great, you know John, I think he even promoted your books, Kim. He said eating ice cream every day can lead to health issues, but having once a month ice cream cones not going to kill you. The key is moderation.
Right, and that's something that, you know, we always talk about, is that when you're, you know, over-consuming something to a great extent, obviously it's going to, could be detrimental, but when you're just doing things occasionally, it's just going to be fine, so people don't have to panic and say, oh my God, I can't eat carbs again. It's just, you know, choosing the good ones more frequently. And, you know, when you're having your veggie sushi rolls, go ahead and have your white rice if you want that.
Right. Just not the daily thing. Interesting study here. That's pretty mind-boggling about the lung cancer. We always assume that's something we're breathing into our lungs. So, interesting topic. Chew on this number two. Last week, a study published in the Journal of Applied Microbiology revealed that the touch-free bathroom hand dryers that blast hot air around your digits spread 1,300 times more germs than paper towels. These devices blast air at speeds at 430 miles per hour, which can push viruses into the air and infect people 9 feet across the bathroom. Airborne germ counts are 27 times higher around jet air dryers than they are near the toilet. Kim, I have one word for this. Chew on this. It's disgusting.
Yeah, right, exactly. I just keep thinking to myself, I'm so glad that I always choose paper towels, because my son has been scared of the dryers in the bathrooms since he was tiny. So I've had to avoid them at all costs, and it turns out that was a good thing.
That was a good thing. I don't know. I may be showing my age. I don't know if you remember the days, but there used to be in public bathrooms reusable towel that spun around, and it was nasty.
I remember those.
You remember those? Oh, it was nasty, wet, dirty, and it's how people used to dry their hands, and they were always wet. It's like, imagine now if they studied those, what how much germs they would contain.
Oh my gosh! I know. I think it was. They were sort of going out when I kind of. I can remember them vaguely. But you know, when I was reading more about this study, they talked about Dyson, who is the one who has made this heavy-duty dryer. Of course, because they have the heavy-duty vacuum.
Right.
But they are probably, you know, beside themselves with this study. But you go into those bathrooms and they're like jet propulsion hair dryers. They're crazy. So of course you can kind of see how this would, you know, push germs away from you into the air, but it's because the speed is absolutely like horrendous. And they say that these viruses can linger in the air for about 15 minutes. So, you know, the next kind of grouping of people that come in are, you know, getting bombarded with the germs from the last group that came in and tried to dry their hands.
I'm a big stickler. I don't like to touch things in public bathroom. Here's what people don't realize, Kim. When touching the bathroom door, stall, or sink nozzle, this infects your hands with germs from the hundreds of people, maybe thousands, who use the bathroom. So when you use your hands to turn off the sink faucet after washing, you just reinfected your hands. So then you go to these hand dryers and blow those germs all over the bathroom.
Right. And then you use the handle to open the door, and there you go. You get another set of germs.
Exactly. Well,
I actually saw people out there that don't wash their hands at all, and that is
that's true.
Not good.
I saw someone in a public bathroom wash his hands, use the paper towel to open the bathroom door, which is good. You don't want to touch the bathroom door; it's filthy. And then he used his fingers to push the water fountain right outside, which is loaded with germs. How many people touched that water fountain?
And you don't even think about that.
ATM machines. I mean, I'm a stickler looking at people touching things like they're so big on this, you know, washing and using their sanitation, the alcohol stuff, and they touch this stuff there. But, you know, speaking of that, I know that you share a lot of natural products on the show, and we've done stuff on the dangers of these hand sanitizers. I actually use something that's a natural hand sanitizer called CleanWell. And it's a chemical and alcohol-free. It's 1 ounce container, fits in my pocket when I travel, offers about 250 sprays, costs $2.50, Kim. That's a penny per spray.
That is so good. That is so good because, you know, you hear about all of these hand sanitizers, and they're loaded with alcohol, and people just carry them around like it's their savior, and they're really not doing, you know, you justice as people think they are.
Yeah, and we've done you know, pieces on that. It messes up people's hormones. It's just not good stuff. So to have that alternative is good. And there's a lot of them out there. That's just one that I use. You know, I don't know about you, but I flush a toilet with my foot, and then I use toilet paper to open up the door. If that's not available, I actually use the paper towel. But I avoid those blow dryers. I'm worried it's going to get in your eye. And people don't realize your eye is the most common portal of germs. It's not your nose. It's protected by hairs and cilia. It's not your mouth because you've got saliva and you've got the lungs. Your eyes, there's a little thing called the puncta, which is a vacuum in the eyeball or underneath the eyeball that sucks anything in immediately. So close your eyes if you're using those.
Interesting. Yeah. And, you know, this study, too, they talked about the actual area that these germs were sort of getting pushed out, and they said it's about eye level to a child. So, there you go. It could be really bad. And, you know, kids, they're just these little germ carriers anyway, so that makes it even worse.
It does. And when anyone's coughing or sneezing around you, people tend to hold their breath. Close your eyes, too, because that's the portal. If you get a germ that hits that eye, it goes right in. There's no protective mechanism. It's right in your bloodstream. So be careful
about
that.
Good to know.
That's something. Especially, you know, that's why when people touch something and they rub their eye, that's where they get infected. So you want to be kind of careful. Fantastic. Well, some interesting Chew on This topics. And, you know, that concludes another segment of Chew on This. And, of course, we are your dynamic duo of due diligence, and we're here to help you digest the latest headlines. If you hear a story you want us to feature, you can email us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Don't forget to follow Kim on Twitter @SkinnyBitch and for my daily tweets @DrDavidFriedman. More to come after this short break right here on To Your Good Health Radio. Stay well and stay tuned.